You are Locked On Pirates, your daily podcast on the Pittsburgh Pirates, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, and welcome back to your Locked On interview on Locked On Pirates, your Pittsburgh Pirates podcast of choice. Joining me this week is Jake Smale. You may know him better as one of the most popular Pirates Twitter accounts on all of Twitter, as Cannonball Corner, not spelled exactly right, unfortunately, not enough characters for that. He's also one of my favorite analytical writers here in Pittsburgh, so very happy to have him on the show. Jake, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Alex. How about you?
I can't complain. Well, I can complain, but I won't. So, I want to talk about the last piece you wrote for Cannonball Corner on Tyler Glasnow. And he's finally seemed to settle in a bit as a bullpen arm, but you took it one step further and proclaimed, as the headline, Tyler Glasnow, future starting pitcher. Why do you still feel that way?
All right, so first we need to talk about the starting pitchers, because that's a bigger issue. Tyon, you know, there's a lot of hype around Tyon, but I'm not the biggest fan, personally, but I don't think he's going anywhere. But then you got Chad Cole, who, you know, he's my guy. He's my guy, but we'll see. With Joe Musgrove coming back, I think he might be the odd man out. But then you have Nova and Williams still. I know no one really wants Nova in the rotation. The numbers suggest that Trevor Williams, you know, he might be overperforming a bit, which leaves a hole for Tyler Glasnow to become a rotation piece. You could always have someone get hurt, of course. But, I mean, people really like the idea of a wipeout, you know, two-inning bullpen guy. But if Tyler Glasnow can go, you know, five, six innings a game, he's hitting, what, 98 mile an hour. But then you get that extension in there. What is that perceived velocity of, like, 101 mile an hour, which is just insane, you know. As soon as he gets that curveball working and the command and all the confidence, you really don't need – the whole thing with Tyler Glasnow last year, if you watched, you know, people said his confidence wasn't there. You know, he just looked, he didn't look good, you know. Didn't look too confident, for sure. But this year he looks like a whole different guy. So if he can go five innings, you know, just tossing in fastballs whenever he needs a strike and not throwing that 92 lollipop that he did last year, I've seen no reason why he can't be a guy in the rotation, because no one's really breaking away with it right now.
Yeah, and I'll admit, I'm both in the party of last year he didn't look confident at all in the major leagues, as opposed to this year where he does look like he belongs, you know.
There's so much
more
confidence. Carries
himself. Yeah. He carries himself so much better, and, you know, half the 90% of this game is mental and the other half is physical. Isn't that the Yogi Berra-ism?
Something like that.
Pretty close. I might be yogiing up a yogi quote. But the other one is, the other camp that I'm in is the two-inning dominant Andrew Miller type reliever. Now, obviously, if he can be a starter, you want him to be a starter. But if he can't get that third pitch going, I have no problem with him being a bullpen arm in the future, using him in a different role than they are right now.
Well, that's the big issue. The third pitch, his slider looks pretty sick. I'm going to be honest. It looks pretty disgusting. His curveball is pretty gross. I mean, his fastball, like I said, once you get the extension in there, his perceived velocity is off the charts. It's just the throwing of the third pitch. That seems to be the problem of not Glasnow. It seems to be a Pirates philosophy issue. Because Chad Cole, I wrote about him last year, you know, needs to throw another pitch, needs to throw his slider more. And then he added a curveball, which was great, you know, it was a great idea, you know, get a whole nother angle in there. But he didn't throw his off-speed more. He just started throwing a curveball more at the expense of his slider, which isn't necessarily, it's not a bad thing, but I don't think it's the most optimal thing to make him a better pitcher. Because you see in his last, Chad Cole, that is, in his last, two starts ago, he threw his fastball, I think, like 58% of the time. Now, of course, there's a chicken and the egg issue here. He throws his fastball less because he has command for other pitches more. So, it's hard to say, like, yeah, just throw your fastball less, because, I mean, if his slider isn't working, it's kind of hard to say that, but I don't know. I feel like if he threw his off-speed stuff more in general, the whole Pirates staff, they'd get more swing and miss with their off-speed. They'd be able to blow by pitchers or hitters more with their fastballs. You know, they could just mix it up more often, which was, you know, it's what Gerrit Cole's doing, so...
Yep.
It's what he should have been doing last year for us, but, you know, the one that got away.
We'll get to Chad Cole after the commercial break in a couple minutes. Trust me, I know I got to give you a platform for that. So one or two more things on Glasnow before we get there. You mentioned the slider, and I talked to him, and he's like, oh, yeah, I was just throwing it with Kyle Crick and, you know, Sirage, and then we're like, you should throw it in a game, and he threw it in a game. We haven't seen it that much since that first game, which is a little surprising to me, I guess, overall. But do you feel... I know I wrote about this previously, that he needs a pitch with horizontal break. Do you feel like... Do you feel the same way, I guess, would be the best way to put it?
No, yeah, for sure. I think that isn't just a Glasnow problem either. I think Tyone needs that pretty badly as well, because he's... When you get the two movements, it's either straight or straight and down. You know, there's no like left and right movement, which is pretty important, I think, for especially a starting pitcher. I don't really get why so it comes back to last year, Glasnow's confidence issue. When I did write about him being a starting pitcher, he threw one changeup, is what was really exciting, but that's all he's thrown all year. He's still just throwing one changeup. And like you said, the slider hasn't been there since that one appearance where he threw a bunch of them. And it looked great. It looked really good. But it just hasn't been there since. I'm not too sure. I have a problem with, you know, I don't know if it's a Sirage issue. I don't know if it's a Huntington issue. I don't know if it's a Sirage and Huntington issue. But it's definitely an issue somewhere along the line that these guys need to start throwing their off-speed stuff more often. Because if you look across the league, they just lead the league in fastball. And it's not that they have bad fastballs by any means, but...
I mean, that's the double-edged sword with this. I mean, I'm also in the throw the breaking stuff more, but the Pirates, as a team, have like a top five best fastball in terms of XWOAB.
Yeah.
Which, it's tough to argue with, okay, stop throwing your best pitch less.
Yeah. So right now I'm just looking at the pitch info rankings on Fangraphs, and the league leader by far, at least with four seam fastball, is the Astros, and then second is the Pirates. But as we all know, the Astros aren't really, you know,
human.
They're big off speed. Yeah, they're not human. They're machines, but they're definitely they're throwing their off speed stuff more. You know, they're getting a lot of off speed in there. Now that might be because a little bit of you know, cheating, perhaps. We'll see. Not too sure.
Okay.
Not too sure if you want to call it cheating, but
I prefer to side with...
Yeah, I mean, I prefer to side with Trevor Bauer on this one. Now, I don't know if you want to really call it cheating. It's like the whole, 2002, everyone was taking steroids, so... I mean, is it really cheating? You know? It is, but at the same time, how much of an advantage is it over the rest of the league, because if everyone's taking it, you know, it is what it is. I don't know, though. That's a philosophical question that I don't think I'm prepared to answer.
So I threatened some Chad Cole talk.
Yes.
Beforehand. I've seen you plead with Twitter to agree. Like, no, he can be really good, and I'm in the same camp too. If you look at his velocity, his usage, his spin rate, his fastball, curveball, slider are pretty much identical to Gerrit Cole and Charlie Morton, who are just having ho-hum seasons for Houston, I guess. I know we all know, or anyone who knows you knows your fandom of Chad Cole to the point that I think it was his fiance who stumbled onto your Twitter and you pleaded, like, by the way, can you tell him to start throwing the slider more?
Hey, so, it worked for one start, and then he just went back to it. Yeah.
So realistically, this is real talk right now. What do you feel is Chad Kuhl's ceiling?
Well, first let me say, in 2016 when Kuhl came up, he just wasn't exciting to me. I didn't have Cannonball Corner back then. I was just, you know, just an independent watcher, you know, not blogging or anything. But, I mean, just a guy that throws, you know, 92 sinker with a slider, that's just not, you know, nothing exciting. But then the year after, his velocity, you know, he's throwing high 90s at that point. And then there's just something to get excited about when a guy's velocity increases, you know, like 3 mile an hour. So that was exciting for the first month, and then in 2017. And then that's when I wrote that, you know, his slider is pretty disgusting. You really should start throwing his slider more. And then I think right after that, he added a curveball, which is, I mean, the whole idea was of the slider was to neutralize the left-handed hitters, which the curveball was exactly the reason he added the curveball, was to get the lefties out more, which is a great idea. It added a whole nother dimension of velocity, which is also good. And like you said with Glass now, he needs the extra movement, the different plane, which helped a lot. But, you know, came at the expense of his best pitch, which is his slider. So the theory behind it was solid, but they didn't, in my opinion, execute well enough, because you got to stop throwing the fastball 65-70% of the time, because it just doesn't get the job done these days. I mean, again, it comes back to the whole chicken and the egg. So,
yeah.
I mean, if you look at Glasnow, last year I wrote about how he was getting really unlucky with balls and strikes. But the issue with just looking at the chart and not realizing that he's missing the mitt by a foot, you know, he's throwing pitches on the edge, which it's in an ideal world, that's a strike, you know, the umpire doesn't get fooled. If it's in the strike zone, it should be a strike, plain and simple. But, you know, umpires they're not the best. Right. No. So if you get pitches on the edge or call it a ball, not great for Glasnow, which is the same issue for Kuhl. He's missing the strike zone. He has pretty poor command as it is. So if you start him to throw his slider more, I don't have a lot of confidence that he's going to throw that in the zone. So you really just have to rely on batters swinging and missing at pitches out of the zone, which shouldn't be. I mean, he gets tons of whiffs on his off speed stuff. So ideally, you know, I think what happened last game with Kuhl, I think they just totally. I don't know if he's tipping his pitches, but he was getting like really no swings at all on his off speed stuff. They just sat fastball and crushed it every time, which is an issue. But if he starts throwing his off-speed stuff more, you know, they'd have to respect it. But as of right now, I think hitters are really just sitting fastball, because he really doesn't have the command to, you know. His first pitch strike percentage this year is 54.5%. It's pretty poor. You want to see that be at least 60%, I'd say. Because he just doesn't have the ability to, you know, attack hitters once he falls behind.
Especially with this team, that's been such a hurdle, Huntington, Searage-ism. Yeah. First pitch strikes.
Yeah, first pitch strikes, of course. Because I think they really just want to get that first pitch. They want to get ahead, and then they want to attack with the off-speed stuff then. But he's just not really a guy that is going to get ahead often. He just needs to start fooling batters, get ahead, trusting his stuff, and you know, be aggressive, of course. But I mean, if you can't throw strikes, you got to come up with ways to get strikes, and that's the only way to do that is throw your off speed, get misses.
So I guess we should wrap it up with, you brought up Kingham and Glasnow and just how crowded the Pirates are starting pitcher-wise.
Yeah.
The talk has kind of died down a little this year about putting Kuhl in the bullpen. But if push comes to shove and Glasnow is pretty much forcing the Pirates' hand and has to go into the rotation, then Kuhl is the odd man out. Do you feel like he could be a bullpen arm too?
So there's another issue I have with the whole Chad Kuhl better in the bullpen thing. I feel like you could, I mean, you really could say that about any single pitcher in the league, you know, that's in the starting rotation. If you put them in the bullpen, they'll throw their two pitches, their two best pitches more often. But, like, that's the whole problem that he has now. He doesn't throw his best pitches more often. So if he goes, this is what's going to happen. Chad Cole's going to go to the bullpen. He's going to start throwing his off-speed stuff 40% of the time. He's going to dominate. And then people are going to say, well, all he needed was to go to the bullpen. But really, all he needed was to stop throwing his fastball so much. Because that's just, you know, like when Kingham came up, you know, he wasn't a big strikeout guy. I'll admit, I don't really follow minor leagues too closely, but I did read that he didn't throw his slider until this year. And then he started
until after spring training.
Yeah, and then he started getting a ton of strikeouts, you know, and then he came up first game, you know, obviously dominated, you know. Second game, he did okay, you know. The ERA is not there, but the strikeouts were. I tend to just, you know, look at strikeouts and walks most often, but he started throwing a slider less in a second game, which, you know, a little concerning for me.
He replaced it with the changeup.
Yeah, he did. He
basically sequenced his changeup the same way he did the slider. You know, two fastballs, changeup. Instead of two fastballs, slider.
Yeah. Still, though, that's 66% fastball. It's not super high, but I'd like to see it 55, 60%. I like a ton of off-speed. And I know you could say that the Pirates are trying to keep their guys healthy, but I don't think anybody knows why pitchers get hurt, really. I think, you know, you have guys like O'Leary who, I don't know if you know Chris O'Leary, but I personally don't think he knows what he's talking about. You have guys that focus on, I'm sure mechanics do play a part, but when guys are throwing 98 mile an hour, you know, high intent every pitch, I think guys just get hurt. So I don't think holding back their ability to try to save their arms is doing them justice, because really no one knows. Although I will say, I was going to write about this last year, Pirates do seem to have really good luck with pitchers not getting hurt. So maybe they do know something. But I can't think of a guy really, at least in the major leagues, I can't think of a guy who's really gotten like a major injury, like Tommy John. I can't think of the last guy.
No, they get him in the minor leagues. Like,
yeah, they get him in the minor leagues. So I don't know if that's something, you know, Kingham got it. I know Tyone got it. But
the last guy I can think of really is Morton.
Yeah, which is, you know, another guy that got away, unfortunately. However, I will touch on more. I did write about more in a little bit. I do have an issue with people saying that the Astros unlocked Morton, you know, made him really good, because he admitted to throwing hard. Like, I don't really get it, how a guy can pitch in the big leagues for about 8 years and just say, you know what, I'm gonna start throwing harder, and then he just all of a sudden throws high 90s, because he said he was gonna do that for the Pirates at the Colorado, and you could see his velocity went up like two ticks, which is not nothing when you're in September. You know, that's quite a bit. And then for the Astros, he said he changed out his workout program, which then his velocity went up more. So I happen to think that Morton might just be good because, you know, Morton just fixed himself, really. But I think with Gerrit Cole, I think that was the big Pirates blunder, where he just, you know, focused too much on his fastball. But Morton, I think Morton is just a weird guy. I don't know if you ever heard him in an interview, but he just seems to be an interesting character. I think he just figured it out for himself. But I think if Chad Cole wants to be good, he needs to follow the Gerrit Cole path, if anything. Same with Nick Kingham. Same with Tyler Glasnow. Same with Tyone. Same with the whole rotation, really.
So everyone becomes
pretty much
Gerrit Cole.
Pretty much. Like, even Nova, like, I mean, the dude just tosses in Nova's only good because he tosses in fastballs for strikes, and he just, whatever happens, happens. So I really don't like that strategy. I think a lot of people don't seem to like that strategy.
That's my favorite Nova line that I ever came up with. He pitches like he's double parked. Yeah. Like, all right, I just got to get out of here fast, man.
Yeah, he just attacks his own, which works until it doesn't, and then it's really bad.
Well, Jake, thank you again for being on the show. Where can we find you on the interwebs?
You can find me on Twitter, Cannonball Corner, obviously misspelled, so type in Cannonball Space Corner and it should come up. You can find me at CannonballCorner.com.
How do you spell corner on Twitter? Come on.
It's Cannonball, and then the first O is missing, so C-R-N-E-R. You can thank Twitter's restrictions for that one.
And on CannonballCorner.com.
Yes, sir. Hey,
thanks again for being on the show. For Locked On Pirates, this is Alex Stumpf. We'll catch you next week.